council meeting reconvene at 8:13.
Okay, I'm going to turn the tape back on, please.
8:18, correction.
Back to order. Thank you very much for your patience. New business. We have a couple of business licenses to approve. Elite Restoration and SC Plumbing LLC. You okay, Chief?
Yep.
Need a motion to approve, please? A motion to approve. Looking for a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Council workshop dates, if necessitated. Mr. McIntosh?
None at this time, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
We may have some forthcoming.
Request for reappointment to the Park Board. Some guy named Jack Holland. Yeah, I wonder about his judgment. And Melissa Tristany, I'm going to ask to approve both of those with one vote.
I shall move.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Resolution 241115, the fourth extension of the leachate agreement. In Ms. Sardi's absence, Mr. McIntosh, would you please...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of, by title only.
Members of council, members of the audience, resolution number 24-1115, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, authorizing the city manager to enter into the fourth extension of the Douglas County Leachate Agreement, number 30000175.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Sherlock, can we have a staff report, please?
Yes. As we discussed earlier, they're bringing on their pre-treatment plant, hopefully March, April time. That will affect the strength of what they bring to us. It'll be less than the flow. But being that they're bringing the plant online, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, they still might bring...
So are we talking less volume or less concentration?
Both.
Okay.
In the end. So I know they put in for a discharge permit to the string there. I don't know where that's at in that process of approval, but yeah.
Is it ever going to with all this rain that we've been having? Will that increase the loads to the plant?
They've hauled more loads this month than I've ever seen. So they hauled. The other night, we had 40 loads in a 24-hour period.
In a 24-hour period?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
310 right now per month.
And that's, what, 6 cents a gallon?
Two cents a gallon?
Yeah.
Well, there goes your Christmas bonus, huh?
In the range of $40,000 for the month.
Wow.
Leachate money. So,
if I may, Your Honor.
Please.
Leachate money, we don't include it in our revenue projections for the wastewater facility because we never knew when it would end. And as this thing continues down the road, it's going to get less and less till potentially at some point it may completely dry up. That's why we have not used it in our estimates.
Good.
Is it ever going to be dried up completely? It will be.
No, not completely, but... ideally, they'll bring, three or four loads a month to us, and it'll be kind of the waste that comes off of the plant.
Will it be more concentrated, though?
Not in terms of ammonia levels, no.
Really?
No.
That's the real bugaboo there, right?
Yeah, ammonia is in BOD.
So you may have read in the paper, there's a good article on it in the paper, actually a pretty accurate article. To get to a zero discharge to us, they pretty much have to be able to go back into the river, have to be high enough quality, and at least in the article explained that they would be able to meet that, but they'd be hard pressed to get the NPDES permit that's required to discharge directly to the river.
That's why I was wondering if they get it so they can actually run into the river. If they have to bring something to us, is that something that they can't put in the river? Would it be more concentrated?
it's hard to say. Their plant could have an upset.
Oh, I see.
You see, so, I mean, there are a number of reasons, and that's why I think they indicated in the article that they would be continuing a relationship with us on it as a result of that, because you've got all kinds of things that could come up that might require them to haul it to us.
In other words, we'll be Plan B.
Plan B, yes.
Well, which is
just
right.
Plan A
and
a half.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you're not counting on the income from it. A, B, being Plan B is all right. Okay. Any questions from the audience? Seeing none, council action. We're looking for a motion to approve continue the fourth extension of the leachate agreement, resolution 24-1115.
I will move that we accept resolution 24-115 as written.
Have a motion. Looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Resolution 24-1116. Could we have some more lights up here, please? Since we're... There we go.
Nope.
Well, I have to turn off the back one.
That's okay. I don't care about
there
that.
There we go.
Well, we're different.
Yeah.
She got you up here.
I got the phone.
Okay, resolutions 24-1116, Public Works property surplus. We're getting rid of the floor buffers, it looks like, and ice machine with bird crap on it. And what's the picture I've got here? I'm reporting the news, okay? And then what's this thing in the picture below that, Andy?
That's a wet bowl hatch from the snow pump station, our old station that we just have.
That's stainless or aluminum?
Yes.
Aluminum. You can't use that for anything fun?
No, nothing for us. We reached out to other contractors, other folks that maybe utilize something like that, unless you want to build, put in like an access to a bomb shelter in your backyard or something maybe.
Hey, there's a thought.
There's some potential, but once again, that's just no good. We need to surface.
Okay.
Are those buffers workable?
Those what?
Are the buffers workable?
They're workable when they were last plugged in, Dave. But they've been sitting out for quite some time.
Nice.
there is some transparency.
One time it was off. So I was talking to Dave about it. Tell you that the bird matter is just an indication of where it's been living.
The bird matter.
It's the point we needed to talk to banks, and we need to move on this thing before it completely gets destroyed.
Okay.
Maybe have some value out of it, but it won't be much longer. It'll be no value at all.
Okay. Looking, Mr. Ty Lowley.
Yeah.
Mr. McIntosh in Ms. Sardi's absence, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and the audience. Resolution number 24-1116, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, declaring a surplus equipment from the Public Works Department described as one American Lincoln scrubber, two Viper low-speed floor buffer scrubbers, one Scotsman ice machine, one Hobart mixer, and one aluminum wet well hatch.
I didn't see the Hobart mixer. Well, there it is.
Tucked in behind the...
That old 20 quart?
I believe so. That was an old one that was purchased. We purchased that used probably, I don't know how many years ago.
They don't go bad.
Well, I was just going to say.
It's like...
Yeah, it's still there.
That doesn't have any matter on it, Mr. Mayor.
It doesn't matter.
No.
No matter.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Howell, I need a staff report, please.
Well,
we've lost control.
They could keep this one pretty heavy. Basically, a lot of this, the ice machine and the Hobart mixer was, like I said, was a piece of equipment first years ago. It hasn't been used. The ice machine, once again, the kitchen and open air are pretty limited on space. So every little air ounce and spot that they can work is much appreciative. Vicki reached out to us, and we talked about the Hobart. She didn't use it. It's been sitting there. Ice machine, once again, she brought up some other concerns with possible contamination, some things that happened with it, very little to no use. Has not had much activity with those items. Same thing with the buffer scrubbers. We tried our hand at that several years ago, and we discovered that those particular pieces of equipment are best left in the hands of a trained professional, because you can do some serious damage on a nice sheetrock wall, I'm just saying.
Or to your shoulder.
Yeah, so...
We park those, and they don't, we don't run it no more. So we don't run it no more.
Any Army guy can show you that.
Oh, yeah. So, piece of cake.
Yeah, all serious aside, yeah, that's true. Very much so. But anyway, those are items just requesting the surplus next I-5 vehicle auction.
And where do they go when they go in surplus?
We'll bring them down to I-5 auction. That's the plan.
You going to take Brandon's car at the same time?
Can get towed there, but yeah. I got to get all the stuff off of it first.
That's where they end up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Howell.
Talk in order to tow it.
Comments from the audience? Other than anything? Okay, seeing none, council action. All in favor of resolution 20. I need a motion, please.
I make a motion.
Go ahead.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 24-1116.
I have a motion looking for a second. That's your chance.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Ordinance 23-716, consent to annex planning file number 23-W005. Mr. McIntosh, could you please read by title only, and then follow that with a staff report, please?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, and of the audience. Ordinance number 23-716. This is the second reading, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, annexing certain property identified as Tax Lot 2500, Township 28 South, Range 6 West, Section 15CB, property ID number R50432, within the ownership of Christopher and Larissa Gilmore. In regards to a staff report, pretty straightforward, nothing prolifically additional to add to the previous staff report. Property is located on Winston Section Road. Sometime back, the septic system that was servicing the 1948 house became unserviceable. And we have a sanitary sewer main line, an 8-inch main line located within 300 feet. We have a resolution to that effect. If you have a main line located within 300 feet, then you're required to hook in, and therefore the requirement to consent to annex.
This is a voluntary annexation?
It's a consent to annex. We have a...
Yeah, but they are voluntarily entering into this.
They are, yeah. Okay. We have a signed consent to annex. That's part of the package, Mayor.
Thank you.
Concludes my staff report.
Comes from the audience. Council action seeking a motion to approve.
I so move.
Have a motion looking for a second.
I second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Not agenda. Oh, wait, one more. Resolution 24-1117, the Teen Center Agreement. This is going to be kind of a weird one because we have to disregard the agreement we had in December, correct?
Yeah, yes, Mr. Mayor. As part of this resolution, it is executing a repeal of Resolution 23-1112.
Okay. Thank you. By title only, Mr. McIntosh, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Resolution number 24-1117, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with Winston Area Community Partnership to lease area within the community center for the perpetual operation of the Teen Center program, and repealing resolution number 23-1112.
Thank you. Staff report, please, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So real quick, we've been in long, very extensive negotiations with the Wake Up Board, or the Winston Area Community Partnership. They operate the Teen Center organization within our community center, and we have came together and essentially had a dialogue in terms of the 2008 lease agreement. There have been several updates, some around insurance, others around safety guards, mutual protections. One thing we'd like to bring to your attention is the update in terms of the lease agreement amount. The previous amount was $315 per month. It's been updated to $630, which is double the first year, and then $850 the second year as a second tier. This will allow the Teen Center operation to continue operating through a two-year time period before the city reviews goes through the same contractual review process. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Any comments from the audience? Questions for Mr. McIntosh? Okay, I'm going to seek a motion to approve.
I make a motion we approve Resolution 24-1117, Team Center Agreement.
I have a motion to approve. Looking for a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a second. I'm going to poll the council on this one. Councilor Anderson?
Yes.
Say aye.
Or aye.
Thank you. Councilor Hobson?
Aye.
Councilor White?
Aye.
Councilor Cunningham?
Aye.
And the mayor votes aye. Thank you. Moving right along, we're going to go into non-agenda items from council. Upcoming agenda items, please. Okay. Good of the order.
One quick question.
Certainly.
Okay. Did we ever get any resolution on getting a high school representative here?
I know somebody that knows the principal.
Very well.
Who's that? One might say intimately.
We hope. We've made several asks to the superintendent, and it just hasn't happened.
Okay.
I recommend you talk to your park board secretary, whom you just reconnected, Melissa Tristany, who was the person at the high school that does that stuff.
Okay. Thank you. So we're through that. Good of the order. Check copies were in the packet. Claims in excess of $500. Announcements. Planning Commission, January 24th, 7 p.m. in City Hall. Traffic and Public Safety, January 29th at 7 p.m. at the police headquarters. And next council meeting, February 5, 7 p.m. right here. And anything else? We're going to go adjournment. Thank you very much for being here.
Your Honor.
Sir.
If I may, while the council is still. So my planned retirement date is June 30th. So for everyone.
This is official?
My official retirement date.
Okay.
So, as you know, we've been in a training process with Thomas as the assistant city manager, and that training has come along really well, and so I want to get one more, be with him for one more budget season, and then we can go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the heads up, Mr. Bauer. We appreciate all you've done for the city. Thank you.
Yeah, this is late nights for Chris.
Yeah.
I talked to Russell about it. There's lots of things like that they can look at. He said, why don't we call it?
Seriously, you got room in your driveway. I can
no, I don't. Absolutely don't have